This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 7th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next matter on the agenda is Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee, A09-07. Does the Audit Division have a presentation on this matter?
Yes, we do.
Brief. Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee, which recommends that you approve the two findings as presented in the draft final audit report. The two findings presented were the misstatement of financial activity and the misstatement of Levin financial activity. The committee amended its reports to materially correct the misstatements for both findings as recommended in the interim audit report. In response to the draft final audit report, the committee requested an audit hearing to discuss new issues relating to these matters. In the hearing held on December 14, 2011, committee representatives took the opportunity to describe the embezzlement activity of their former treasurer, Kindy Durkee, and how her illegal activity affected the audit findings. Our proposed final audit report will include a discussion of these unique circumstances. Finally, an ending cash discrepancy in the draft final audit report, as pointed out by the committee's counsel at the hearing, will be corrected in the proposed final audit report. We are prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I believe that events have overtaken this draft a little bit. So, for example, where the report says on page 11, the Treasurer contends that Durkee and Associates has since improved its internal controls to avoid this type of situation in the future. That sentence kind of sounds a little funny at this point. I appreciate the suggestion that there will be acknowledgement of these unusual circumstances. My suggestion would be that it come up front somewhere. One thought that occurred to me is it could go in the scope, but I will leave that to, it could be a special note, I don't know. I will leave that to your discretion where you want to put it, but I think unless you put it somewhere up front, you know, then you start reading the description of, well, there were these misstatements and those misstatements, and you're really not getting the full picture of what was going on here. Yes, of course, there were misstatements, and there's a reason for it, and we all know what it was. And they're accountable for those misstatements, and I'm not saying we should change any of the findings. In fact, I would propose that we approve the findings. But I do think that we need to do a little bit of rewriting on that point. And also, as you go through, I think you need to pay some attention to tenses. And when you talk about the treasurer, you may want to distinguish between the former treasurer and the current treasurer, because obviously they've hired a new treasurer by now, and their former treasurer is in jail, I believe. And so, you know, to speak of representations of the treasurer, meaning Ms. Durkee, again, is, you know, we're kind of missing part of the story there. And I want to make sure that ultimately the report that is produced is not in any way misleading to the public.
Commissioner McGann?
Agree with all that, so you know where everybody is. You know, what's frustrating is for this county party, they're a victim of serious crime, and unfortunately it was also the person who was treasurer, you know, and under under FICA, the one thing FICA did, among other things, was centralize everything in one account. Party committees, multiple accounts, but one treasurer signs everything under oath. And if that person decides to pick your pocket, so to speak, there's not a lot you can do. And I feel for them, and I appreciate that the party came out here from California to appear before the commission, because it's always good, I think, for us who tend to stick around Washington, D.C. a little bit too much to see party chairs and see and understand what they go through on a day-to-day basis. Maybe the scope is the place to put it, maybe a standalone paragraph at the front, but I like the idea of a description that sort of grabs, you know, you don't have to intersperse it throughout the audit. I think it's something towards the front end, so if someone reads it, they know what this is about.
Just a paragraph or a couple sentences in the background section. It wouldn't be in the scope limitation section. It would be in the scope of the audit, perhaps, section, or a separate.
It wouldn't be limitation, it would be scope of audit.
Right.
Right, okay. Your memo talks about contain a brief discussion of the circumstances concerning the former treasurer. Doesn't have to be brief. You're not going to offend me if it's more than brief. So it doesn't have to be a few sentences. It can be a little bit more elaborate. I would suggest taking cues from what the committee has suggested, within reason. And I don't know if others are willing to spell it out that detail, but I am, and probably some others are. But whether enough are, I don't know. How much can we give them?
Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you. I am happy to support that approach because obviously the facts are no longer as they were when this draft was prepared, and we have a process that submits to us a draft that we all acknowledge has been changed. I think the real challenge here is we know some things. We know that there's been an indictment and I think a plea or something like that, but we don't really know how much. And we will never know how much of these misstatements are because of her, because of, you know, she either because there was embezzlement or there was sort of sloppy bookkeeping. And when there's sloppy bookkeeping, you wind up with misstatements. So I you know, obviously we need to reflect the reality of what it is. But I'm not sure how much. I think we'll have to figure out how much we can actually say with respect to the specific misstatements, because we simply don't know which ones were due to illegal activity versus just bad bookkeeping. So I think that's the line we'll have to find here, recognizing, of course, that the person who has all of the information, the person who was giving information to our audit team, is now obviously no longer going to be providing us with any information. So thank you.
Any other comments?
I was going to get around to the motion. That's fine.
Okay.
Commissioner
Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a quick question on, in the memo, you explained that there was the February 21st, 2012 communication where they proposed a new change, you know, changed the name of the heading, and they also included some new, maybe not documentation, but certainly as they indicate, a detailed discussion on the key misstatement components. In the recommendation section of the memo, maybe it's in there and I just overlooked it. In terms of what the auditors are thinking with respect to the rewrite that you're going to do at the proposed final audit report stage, were you planning on including more of those circumstances that they provided to you in the audit report to explain their side of the story on what happened with those? And also, do you have an opinion as to their recommendation to change, I guess, the finding to unauthorized transfer of funds by the committee's former treasurer?
I think changing to the unauthorized transactions and disclosing in that way, I think that's probably consistent with the way RAD has been advising the other committees that have been involved in this situation. As far as the content of what we would add, I think we have to be careful that that we characterize that. We have to verify what the committee has stated. And I think, as Commissioner Bowerly said, that's kind of the area where it's a little gray. We can't exactly verify everything that the committee has told us through records and whatnot, and I don't know if we will ever know. So I think what we can verify, we will add, but if we can't verify it, then I think we'll probably paraphrase or
okay.
And in some other context.
And also, is it possible to also say that, you know, the audited committee represented or stated so that they can provide, you can flesh it out. I mean, right. There may be some underlying documentation or evidence that we'll just never have, but at least allow, you know, or at least framing it as this is how they represented
and then
the
qualify
problem
it
arose.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't raise any problems, does it, to characterize in that
sense? No, as long as we qualify it, that okay. It's a statement.
Okay. Thanks.
Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. Just a final thought on that. My recollection is the response says that the prosecutor at a certain point gave up and didn't investigate every case, and which is a nice way of saying we're never going to know. So there's all you can try to document this all you want, but the reality is no one knows. It's, you know, it's done from a certain point of view as far as. I don't really. I hope we're not suggesting making the committee sort of prove it all up that it was unauthorized, and I don't think that's being suggested.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting.
Okay. Because there's certainly embezzlement and sloppy bookkeeping, but generally the sloppy bookkeeping, in my view, is to cover up the embezzlement. It's, you know, maybe there's a little bit of sloppy bookkeeping, but this all seems to be, from my point of view, all part of the same thing. The party's lack of. The fact that we can never know tells me that it's all interrelated, but that all doesn't have to go in the report. Obviously, I'm just stating that for so people know our views. Let me move to approve agenda document number 12-42, Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on the Los Angeles County Democratic Central Committee, subject to the appropriate amendments discussed at the table to reflect the representations provided by the committee that they provided during the hearing and their letters to the commission regarding the arrest of Kindi Durkee.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Madam Secretary?
Madam Chair, if I don't think I heard correctly or I didn't hear well, did you say agenda document 1242A.
I think I said 1242 if I misspoke.
Thank you. Just for clarification,
okay.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. The next matter on the agenda, and we're going to see if we can get Mr. Bopp on the phone. But while we're waiting for that, we're going to do the 2012 meeting dates for the second half of the year. Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, the work goes on, and we appreciate the efforts of your staff to find a bunch of meeting dates where we can do that work. So I move approval of agenda document number 12-46A.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion passes 6-0.